Welcome to Rooster Radio, a broadcast dedicated to supporting and promoting local artists in the Gaston County and surrounding areas.
Last year with the Creative Music Show with Missy and them, and we raised almost $4,000 worth of toys for the families in that shelter. Nice. And last year there were roughly 30 people living in that shelter, so you know that was a big deal, man. Yeah. I was really proud of that.
I'm ready to go shopping for this. I really am. I love shit like this.
Yeah, so we'll you know, like I said, we'll put the wish list out there and we can all share it too and whatnot. But yeah, we've got 7 different Christmas shows this year, and 3 of them we're doing toy drives with. So I'm really stoked on that, and I'm proud that we're able to do that. That there, it actually makes me really, really happy that this many different artists are like, hey, I want to do this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Josh, this was Josh's idea to do a toy drive.
And, you know, we're totally on board. We love doing stuff like that. I mean, you know, we just want to help out any way we can. Wherever it's needed, you know?
Yeah, I agreed. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Jeremiah from Annabelle E. If you want to look at that camera right there, say hello.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
I'm really stoked about this, man, because for a number of reasons, man. You guys were one of the first bands to play here for last year's Headbangers Ball. And you came back this year. Mm-hmm. And you've played here 3 or 4 times. And this time will be the first time I've actually booked a show with you directly.
Right.
you keep being put on shows that other promoters are throwing, so I'm actually getting to work with you directly this time, and it's nice.
Yeah, we love playing here. It's ever since, you know, what has it been, a couple years now?
A year. Just over a year.
I mean, dude, wow, it seems like, I mean,
this feels like it's been here
We've played here a few times already, and it's just, it feels like a second home already. You know,
yeah, and
just,
every time you've played, I've gotten a different, like, angle or perspective. Like, the first time you played, I was so busy behind the bar, I could just hear you. I couldn't see you. And then this last time you played, my wife and I, at this year's Headbangers Ball, my wife and I went over to the side of the stage, and we were kind of off to the side just mainly watching Josh. Right. Do his thing. Yeah. And that was really cool, man, to just sit there and watch him go at it.
If I'm not mistaken, our first show here was his first show here or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, with us.
Right.
You know, because we got them about a year ago last year.
Yeah.
And him and Brendan from Haymaker formerly. And they have been everything that we've needed as a band to complete the band, and you know, their input and everything has been just amazing. It's been a great experience having them on.
In my mind, you guys are like the quintessential metal Charlotte metal band, right?
I really appreciate that.
Though.
I mean, when you think Charlotte metal, you are right at the top, man.
Yeah.
My first time seeing you guys was at the second Headbangers Ball in the backyard when they're doing
over at my buddy Ryan's house.
Yeah, and I was pretty blown away then. I was like, holy shit,
man! Thank you. That means a lot. Like I said, we all have our own day lives, but you know, when we get together and we practice and stuff, we try to put out stuff that we want to hear and stuff that really expresses what's been going on in our lives and how we're feeling, you know.
Yeah.
And we just try to, you know, have fun with it. And Annabelle Lee has been around for, I guess, maybe 14 years now, maybe. I've been a part of that for 5 years going. In fact, November 20th will be my 5th year with Annabelle Lee. And it's been a blessing. And there's been a lot of ups, there's been some downs, but, you know, we've persevered as a band, and you know, we keep pushing forward, and we're just trying to, you know, have fun and express ourselves in the most positive way possible.
That's kind of what I mean by quintessential Charlotte metal band, because this band has had a lot of changes, and through the years, Annabelle E has stayed Annabelle E, and you've evolved, and rolled with the changes, and you still 100% of the time, at least every time I've seen you, you're putting out a quality product, which is fantastic. Even your videos are fun.
Oh, man. Yeah. Really appreciate that, man.
Where did you shoot that last one? Were you guys out? And it looked like y'all were out in somebody's property or something.
We were at a buddy's house. Probably, actually, you're right. I mean, it was out in Kannapolis. And a buddy of ours, he owns, can I name drop?
Yeah.
I got a buddy, his name's Justin Ciccarello, and he owns some property out in Kannapolis. And he was generous enough to let us come out there and spend 10 hours in the field. And I mean, it was fun. I mean, it was time consuming. It wore us out, but we had a blast. And that was last October, actually. And it was pretty cool. We try to stick local, you know.
Yes.
You know, that's what we support local businesses, local pretty much everything, as long as there's a good cause behind it. So.
Agreed. And then speaking of good causes, we'll take this opportunity now to promote the show. Ho ho ho! Throwdown. Friday, December 8th, Annabelle Lee's going to headline. I'm really thrilled with this lineup. You guys and Collective Insanity have both played here before, which I'm really excited to see Collective Insanity again.
Yes.
They opened the, what was it, the one, the Bleeding Hearts Ball back in April. They opened that one.
Oh, yeah. I'm
and
so
Mikey, the guitar player, I had not seen him since he was in the fill-ins, which is completely different music.
Right.
So it was kind of cool to see Mikey thrashing the way it was. But then you've got Reflect Refine and Chronic Disorder, which the guys, shout out to the guys in Chronic Disorder. They come to shows here all the time.
Right.
Yeah, those guys, because they showed up a couple months back right after we booked a show, and they introduced themselves like, oh, we're in Chronic Disorder. I'm like, oh, what's up? I've seen them here like a half a dozen times. They're like, hey, they never mentioned it. You know what I'm saying? They never mentioned they were in a band.
What's awesome about those guys is it's a collective of some people that's been around in the scene for quite a while. In fact, you know, probably before I even thought about being in it. You know, Brad, the drummer, is former drummer for Black Ritual.
Okay.
And dude, he is just, he's one of the best people you could ever meet. And, you know, he's been an influence to a lot of people. He's been there. He's definitely paid his dues. And to see him continue in another group, it's just, you know, it's great. It's inspiring. It's awesome.
To see people keep evolving and keep doing the thing. Because, you know, the fact of the matter, when we're all young and you get started in this lifestyle, in this, you know, scene or whatever you want to call it, you know, everyone has aspirations. Everyone, you know, wants to make it, blah, blah, blah. And as time goes on, you know, some people realize, okay, well, maybe that's not going to happen, but I still, like, I can't not do this, right?
It gets more realistic.
Yeah, yeah, you start to kind of shift your perspective on why you do it, right? And that's one of the things, like, working with guys that have been in the scene for a long time, it doesn't happen so much in metal, but in some of the other genres, the older the artist gets, sometimes the more of a pain in the ass they are to work with. They get so set in their ways, you know, and like, this is how we've been doing it. And it's like, now we're the new guys. So I've had a couple guys come in and kind of, you condescend a little bit, or you try to big dick us and stuff. And I'm just like, enough with that. Like, this is how we do it. But with the metal guys, everyone's just so go with the flow.
It's totally hard. You know. Sorry, I can totally vouch for that because I'm getting visual images of certain people in my head for that.
it's totally
none
true.
None of them are metal guys.
The hardest and angriest guys on stage are usually the easiest ones to work with.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, where do you want me? But I don't really care. You just tell me what you want. I'm just ready to perform.
Yeah, it's so much more fun to work with guys that are doing it for the love.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the shows are more fun. The energy in the room's better. And before I forget, I want to mention that Buried in Terror is coming up from Charleston, South Carolina to open this show.
I heard, if I'm not mistaken, you know, forgive me, but I haven't heard of those guys really before. I don't know if they're an up-and-coming.
They're new. Okay. They're young. And I hadn't heard of them. In fact, they only had a couple of songs online, but these guys have been emailing me for months asking to get on the show. I think one of the other Charleston bands mentioned us to them. They had such a good experience here, and these guys want to come up and play. And I was like, well, you know, let me try to find a show, because, you know, there's no way they've got more than a 20-minute set,
right?
You know what I'm saying? They're so new. But the stuff that I listened to, I was like, okay, these guys are good. They got something cooking here.
I'm excited to see what they have to offer.
So when Josh put this together, I asked him, I said, man, like, do you have room for these guys to open? Like, we can give them a short set. I just want to give them a shot. Like,
yeah,
that's what I'm all about, giving opportunities, right? Especially when there's a young band that's, you know, these guys, they're not looking for money. They just want to play.
Right.
You know, it's like, all
right. Being there. I'm still there. You know what I mean? Like, and I love the opportunity to give someone an opportunity. You know? And that's, it's about paying it forward in that sense for me. You know, we've been there and we grow and we give the young ones an opportunity to come in and do the same thing and keep it going. That's how you keep the scene alive.
That's why we're an all ages venue. Mm-hmm. That's why we do all ages shows. It's a little bit more it's a lot more expensive to operate that way, mm-hmm. with insurance and all that stuff.
Right.
But the way I see it, if we let the young ones in, the kids, the teenagers, the high schoolers, you know, the under 21s, if we let them into these shows, we can inspire a whole new generation of artists.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, 5, 10, 15 years from now, these kids are playing our stage, you know, telling me about how they saw Annabelle Lee when they were 15 years old and they just wanted to be on that stage. You know, it's kind of the whole, like you said, paying it forward, you mm-hmm. know, full circle, whatever you want to call it. You know, I want to see more and more people getting involved in this community and you know, creating art.
Absolutely.
It's a smaller...
Sorry, go ahead, Bob.
It's a small enough place, too, that when kids see the people up on stage and doing their thing and going crazy, they can then after the show, they can meet them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They can and talk to you guys.
And
too.
This is with, so the first time that y'all are played here, I brought my kid because it was, you know, it was the farewell for Queen City Rejects.
Right.
And when I watch my kid close their sketchbook and lift their head up and go, okay, and I'm like, hey, you want to go to the front of the stage? Like, yeah. So my kid wrote Galaxy, the singer for Y'aller, mm-hmm. a note that night. And so awesome. Also was the first picture that Galaxy had ever taken with a fan.
Oh, that's cool.
And when she played here the other night, she goes, I still have that note on my fridge, and I printed out the picture. I was like, oh my God, that is the most precious thing.
It's so sweet.
Right?
It is.
And but like it really
memories.
Does. Exactly. But then my kid has also come here. There's three local bands that my kid absolutely loves and has gotten their friends to start listening to them.
That's what it is. That is what it's all about.
That's fantastic, and I love that, and I love seeing that. Like, next thing you know, like, you'll see a couple other people. What is ringing? Is that you?
Something's ringing, but it's not me.
Mine's on silent, I believe.
Not me.
Make sure your phones aren't on silent. Damn it. Fucked up the whole rhythm. No, it's true. That's, you know, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't visualizing this stuff before getting this place open.
Right.
Was, you know, I would play these scenarios out in my head about the power that we have to create these. You know, I've watched people get starstruck in here on local musicians, and I'm like, how fucking cool is that, man? You know, these kids. And then, you know, we do the open mic, gives them the opportunity to come in and work it out. You know what I'm saying?
I got to come in one of those open mics.
I'd love it if you came in one of those open mics.
Oh,
it'd make me so happy.
That would throw so much variety in that. I mean, it's already a big variety show anyway, but that would just throw that little bit of extra spice on top of it.
I would love to do that. I mean,
well, you're welcome to anytime.
Somebody's popular.
Is it like a car outside?
I have no idea.
It sounds like ladies and gentlemen,
someone's phone keeps ringing. I have no idea.
Hey, it's not a siren yet anyway.
Yeah.
Or a train.
I don't know.
It's coming from outside the door.
Yeah, so somebody in their car.
So somebody's in the parking lot.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck that guy.
Oh, that's great.
So, being in a very prominent local metal band, how far out have you gotten to travel? Have you gotten an opportunity to tour much at all? Talk for a little bit about, like, you know, where you've been and where you want to go with Annabelle Lee.
Well, okay, we actually, we've been just pretty much a local band. A band that, you know, we'll play anywhere that'll have us. That's what I've always said. Have you guys ever played here? Whatever. We'll play anywhere that'll have us. And we got the opportunity earlier this year to go on our first tour. and it was with a band called Dead Reckoning. They they reached out. And
they hit this spot on their tour.
Right, yeah. And we were on just before.
Yeah. And you were on the southern leg, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We started off in Tennessee and we played Gatlinburg and Knoxville. And it was first off, beautiful state. I love that place. And they really know how to throw down and treat people with respect, and they brought us in, and we had an awesome time. We felt at home. Then we went on down to Florida, and we played Lake City, we played Tampa. We were supposed to play Jacksonville, didn't get to play that because I forget what went on with the venue and weather and whatnot. But we played Melbourne out there in West Palm Beach, and it was awesome. Just to be able to, I'd never been to Florida before, and I have a brother and sister down there on my dad's side of the family that I had never met.
Did you get to meet them on the tour?
I got to meet them on the tour. Yeah, and that's why I love doing what I do. It's not about the money and all that stuff. It's about the experiences. Mm-hmm. And, I wouldn't have ever been able to go down there and meet my brother for the first time in my life in 33 years if it wouldn't have been for the music.
Yeah.
You know? And I got to meet my brother and my sister. My brother's a vocalist in a hardcore band called Coldside.
Wow.
Shout out to them down there. Yeah, and so, it's a really good experience. We had a great time.
Get them up here for the next one we do with you.
Right. That's the plan. Would love awesome. To do that. But we had a great time doing that. We are in the studio with some new stuff that we're gonna give you guys here in the near future. I'm really excited about the tracks. Everything is coming together well. To be honest with you guys, I'm not gonna get into detail, but there's we've had some shit experiences over the past year as individuals, and we've came together as a band, as a group, as brothers, and it's really gonna show in this album. All the shit that we've been through, and
struggle breeds some of the best art, man.
It does, and I'm excited to give it to you guys. It's going to be good, and we got some things coming brewing in the future. Like next year, I believe we have some traveling we're going to be doing.
Hell yeah!
And
I get excited for local bands when they get opportunities to go on the road. It mm-hmm. makes me yeah. so happy.
Yeah.
Right. It. This is last year, like I said, Annabelle's been around almost 14 years, if not 14 years. And last year was our first, or this year was our first opportunity to tour. We've played almost everywhere there is to play around here, and we love it, but we want to branch our name out as well. And so yeah. we're going to hop on those opportunities and, hit the road and let people hear us. It's awesome seeing new faces and getting to, watch their faces light up from something that we created. And so we're going to be focusing on a lot more of that, trying to get out there and, spend time on the road and, meet new people.
It's also great that you guys have this thing that you can, like you said, you've got the last year has been crummy for various reasons, but mm-hmm. now you guys can come together to do this one thing that kind of takes all that away.
And right.
this brotherhood that you have where you can kind of dump all of that shit into this one thing to create mm-hmm. some beautiful art. That's really encouraging. That might be the message you want people to hear is, hey, look, man, life hasn't been great, but we have this thing that's beautiful that we create because or in spite right. of it or however you want to say that.
It's kind of like one door closes, another one opens kind of thing, shit's going to happen, but we have the ability to overcome it, or to learn from those experiences, anything.
And the music helps you get through it, too.
It sure does. I mean, any chance to grow as a human being or to help somebody out in their, their trials or whatever.
That makes what we all do so awesome. Like, we were talking earlier about the experiences of the young ones, I've got a daughter that's in middle school, and it's reminded me of just how intense your emotions are at that age. Like, you forget. The older you get, you kind of forget just how everything you felt to the max when you're 13, 14 years old, right?
Yeah.
Every bad experience feels like the end of the world. Every great experience feels like the best thing in the world.
You have no idea what to do with
it. Yeah. You have no wherewithal or experience to know how to deal with that. But then music happens. Mm-hmm. You start hearing something that like that you vibes with you. And it kind of, you know, at least for people like us, music kind of puts that stuff in the proper places inside.
Right. I can't tell you how many, especially teenagers, like when they were teenagers, they said that if it wasn't for this band, I would have killed myself. Or if it wasn't for this band, I would have, like, you know, gone in a darker path.
Or something.
Like,
you helped me out of these dark times, you know. Yep. Absolutely. I won't listen to something I can't relate to.
Right.
You know, if I relate to it, regardless of the genre.
Not a Jason Aldean fan.
No.
Kid Rock.
I grew up in a small town. But
no lie, I'm actually talking to this guy that does a Jason Aldean tribute, and I'm thinking about pulling the trigger on it. I don't know. Mm. I have such a like love hate relationship.
I didn't like him before that song, and so I'm like, home, please.
I got things I want to say, but again, really not on a mic.
We don't really do politics here, but what I really like is bluegrass. Like I'm not so much into the new country, but the bluegrass is fucking awesome. And I've said this before.
Yes.
Bluegrass is just heavy metal country.
That's all it is.
Yes, sir.
Thrashgrass.
Yeah.
They talk about the new genre. In the darkest shit in bluegrass, and they're just like ding 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 ding.
Oh yeah, bluegrass is all murder ballads.
Yeah, murder ballads.
Yeah, dude.
Great.
Yeah. Which, I wanted to ask. You can stop me if this is something you've asked before. Annabelle Lee, the name, what's it based off of?
I asked the same question when I joined the band and learned that it was
Edgar Allan Poe.
It's one of his last complete poems, if not his last complete poem. Yeah.
There's Sarah Jarosz is a like folk bluegrass kind of style, and she put that to music, and it is sends fucking chills down your spine, man. It is so good. Yeah,
I have to check that out.
I'm gonna listen to that when this is over. Yeah. I didn't know that existed.
Just thinking about it is a goosebumps.
I
probably have. She's an amazing singer songwriter.
What's her name?
Sarah Jarosz.
Sarah Jarosz.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hope I'm saying that right. But yeah,
have y'all ever thought about bringing a banjo player in for a song?
I can't say that we have, but
I got one sitting in my house right now.
You know, with how music evolves and everything, and how experimental it is, it's not out of the question. You know, I mean,
do you remember back in like 2000? I don't know, was it one or two? Maybe a little later than that, when Nelly did that song with
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. Yeah. And it's like that song came out, and everyone in my circle is like, yeah, that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. The country rap thing. Fast forward 15 years later, that's like Jelly Roll's winning Grammys.
Right.
It's like, how did this happen?
You didn't think it would catch on, but then, I mean, you know, a few days later, everybody's heard it, and you hear them walking down the street over and over again.
Yeah,
and that's it's everyone singing it.
And then Nas X got fucked up. Like, he came out with that song, and then people got real pissed off about that.
Which one?
Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was like on the it was on the top charts. Top charts of the country music, and then he got kicked off because they're like, it's not country enough.
Well, I guess it was bound to happen because I've had this conversation before. I think it's pretty well known. I'm really into hip hop, specifically like old school hip hop, late '80s, early '90s. Mm. You know, back like the Wu-Tang, Reggie Noble, Redman, NWA, all that stuff, and I've been asked before, like, how did I get into rap music? Because I'm a white kid that grew up in the woods, right? Country as they come. And the best way I can explain it is, when I was a young man, hip-hop, what was speaking to me was the perspective. Not so much the experience, but the perspective. No, I didn't grow up in the hood. I grew up in the woods, right? But it's the perspective on life and the way you're looked at as an artist, as, you know, as a minority, as you know, whatever, you know, you get in any kind of trouble when you're a kid, you get labeled a bad kid. Mm-hmm. You know, that's no different than being treated as a minority, at least in the experiences I had. And then here was this hip hop kind of saying the kind of shit I wanted to say to the school principal or it's like, and I feel that. So it does make sense that you've got this whole generation of country folk that grew up listening to hip hop because. Yeah, it's at some point in our nation's history, like even white people started to realize that, you know, the powerful have abandoned you. Yeah. You know, like, no one really gives a fuck about you.
Yeah.
You got to kind of figure it out on your own. And that's, I understand better now how this became so popular. Mm-hmm. I just wish so much of it wasn't so dumb. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, simplicity. Yeah. And
you got to cut through the weeds to find the good stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's why, like, the most popular music is the most mundane, right?
Right.
Like, you want to relate to as many people as possible, so let me be very generic with this. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas, you know, and then we can even have the conversation about subgenres of metal and this and that, and how Lord. People get all bent out of shape about, no, this is the best, no, but really, it's metal. I'm just a genuine fan of heavy music.
You know? Yes, there's a balance in artistry where you have to, like, yeah, you do the art that drives you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're making your money and your living off of fans as well, you also have to do a little bit for the fans. Yep. You know, and stuff.
You have to go with what the ear wants to hear.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And I don't hold it against anybody for, like, writing pop music or what. Like I get it. Look, if I had that talent, ability, and power, goddamn right, I'm going to take that money.
Right. Yeah.
I'm mad at the people who listen to it. Yeah, right. What is wrong with you?
Like, what is this? How is this taken off?
The last three songs sound exactly the same.
Sometimes it'll get you, though. It'll
You know, everybody's a sucker for a catchy tune. But even hooks are overplayed.
Yeah. The entire song will be the hook. And it's like, it's a hook for a reason.
And it's six words, all title
throw. Has anyone seen the Honey Bun song yet?
No. It just sounds like another Baby Shark something.
It's a silly rap song that I just learned about yesterday with my daughter had some friends over, and they were doing YouTube stuff. Oh. And I was like, what are you watching?
I came across a K-pop song about macaroni the other day. It was weird.
I want to write, this is actually the most appropriate time to bring this up. For years now, I've been wanting to, I would love to write or be a part of writing a song, a death metal song about how much I love cashews. Because cashew is a great word to, like, use that voice with.
Oh, it is. That right? Guttural.
So, yeah. And I fucking love cashews, man. So much.
There's so much passion in that.
Oh, my God.
I want to write a song about how much I love it. After the show, let's talk. Let's write a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just fucking love cashews.
That reminds me of
there was great. So much passion in how you said that.
For years, I've been thinking about
your eyes twinkled a little bit.
You said we're all thinking. I have that same enthusiasm for cashews, bro.
I'm telling you, they're the best.
They're fantastic.
Sugar Ray has like the first song, and I think it's their second album. They have a song that's like real metal, like that, with the, like the growly and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But all of it is like, do your homework, check on your grandma, you know.
That sounds like Butt Pirate. Yeah.
We had this band from New York called Butt Pirate that came down here a few months ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's great. All their songs are like, eat your vitamins and wipe your butt. And
they're how-to songs.
It's hygiene core.
Yes.
Jesus.
Basically, like, this is, it's fantastic, though.
Wholesome core.
And they were the best. Like, afterwards, they were like some of the best people.
I bet. Did they smell good?
Yeah, I mean,
were they clean?
Yeah, very. They should be great. If they're doing that.
Oh, Jesus.
So, all right. So you're planning on doing some road gigs in 2024. You've got an album that's going to drop. You know, if we can work it out, we'd love to host a release party for you.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get with the guys and talk about it.
And before we wrap up, let's just reiterate one more time. The Ho-Ho-Ho Throwdown is Friday, December 8th, right?
Yes.
NBLE headlines, Reflect Refine, Chronic Disorder, Collective Insanity, and Buried in Terror. These are all great fucking heavy metal band names, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Every single one of them.
Yep.
And we're doing the toy drive, bringing unopened, unwrapped toy. You'll receive a raffle ticket for every toy you donate, and we'll be giving away throughout the night merch bundles, tickets to shows, and hopefully some other fun surprises. And let's just have a fun night of metal. And that's December 8th again, Friday. So before we wrap up, tell everybody, you know, what to look for, where to find it, and any other message you want to give our audience.
I mean, here pretty soon, it'll be once we're going to be wrapping up the album. Here in the next, I don't know, let's say month or two, hopefully. And, you know, of course, you'll be able to find it on Spotify and and all that good stuff. You can check out our Facebook page for all the upcoming shows and the activity we're going to be doing. But, yeah, just come on out December 8th, and let's have a good time. Bring a toy. Help a kid out. Let's,
and buy merch. Have a good time.
Yeah, buy merch.
Buy merch. Help it's everybody. A five-bin bill. No one's making money.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We're just going to throw down, though. I mean, we're going to have a good time, so just come on out, and let's do the thing.
Jeremiah, thank you so much for doing this today, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. I enjoyed it. I'll be on the next one sometime.
We love you here at the Rooster. You're welcome here anytime. Yep. Ladies
thank
and gentlemen,
you. Thank you very much.
Come check us out December 8th. Peace and love.